Hey, it's Steve. Welcome. The purpose of this video is to tell you about our Stature course, which is a deep dive into consciously sculpting and reshaping your character. So let me explain what that is, and then we'll help you figure out if you're a match for it. The focus of this deep dive is you. You as an individual, you as a character. The main purpose is to help you sculpt and develop yourself into a character that you really love to play. So you've been through a lot of character sculpting already. You started as a baby, and you've grown into the person that you are today, but much of that process was done to you, such as by your family upbringing, the culture you were raised in, the education you received. Up to a certain point, you were sculpted by the world. Now, if you're totally content with the character you are today, and you're very pleased with your job, your relationships, your social life, your lifestyle, your health, and you just want to settle into that role for the rest of your life, maybe just making some incremental tweaks and changes here and there, great. But if that's your situation and you don't want to make any big changes, then I would not recommend the Stature course for you. It's not really designed for someone like that. Also, if you believe that who you are today is set in stone, and you don't believe you have the power to change yourself much, not even with my help each step of the way, then I wish you well, but you wouldn't be a good match for this course. The Stature course is a good match for you if you realize that you've already been sculpted by your environment to some extent, and you also understand that you have the ability to steer the course of your life going forward, but only if you can get your character to cooperate. You may not be very good at doing this yet, but you can at least see that it is possible. And you want it to be possible. You want to have a bigger say in who you're becoming. The essence of character sculpting is to make better decisions based on carefully considering who you're becoming, not just thinking about the external results you want. It's the difference between trying to make money versus becoming a person for whom money just flows abundantly and isn't a problem anymore. It's the difference between trying to get a relationship partner versus becoming a person who can always attract a good relationship with relative ease. The problem is that when you focus too much on just the external results, you end up with unwanted side effects to your character. For instance, if you take a corporate job, that job will start sculpting you into a corporate employee. If that's part of who you want to become, great. But if it's not, that could be hell for you. Maybe you want to work at Starbucks to make some extra money, but was it your intention to sculpt your character into a barista? So we want to consider the side effects of what we get ourselves into. Some situations will help us become characters that feel very aligned, and some situations can inject really nasty misalignments into our characters that could take years to correct. The character you are today already takes action in some ways, right? Are they the right actions to create the results you want? If you try to change your behaviors and your actions because you want different results, there's a good chance your character will resist. And that can be very frustrating, I know from experience. But if you can resolve the source of that resistance and become a character who will no longer resist taking the right actions, then of course it's a lot easier to get results. It's so much smoother. Many people in my audience have been sculpted by their environments into having characters that are very tolerant of major misalignments in their life. They show up to work at jobs they don't want. They keep tolerating misaligned social relationships even though they don't like it. They often feel isolated, and they struggle to move beyond that. What they don't see is how this form of tolerance is not loving and compassionate. It's just not. What it's really doing is sentencing your character to a degraded experience of life. Imagine what would happen if you could become a person who really gets and understands just how important alignment is, and you do whatever it takes to create that, especially aligned work and aligned relationships. And by alignment, I mean that your character and your work and your relationships, they fit together beautifully. A good standard for knowing that you're there is that you feel appreciated because your character belongs right where you are. Do you feel like you fit really well into your current environment? Can you say, this is my body, this is my work, these are my relationships and my friends, and know that you definitely belong right in the middle of it? You feel at home there. Most of the people in my audience don't have that yet. And one reason is they haven't yet developed into a character who will fully cooperate in creating that reality. Instead, they have to deal with characters who are most uncooperative in helping them get what they really want. When I was younger, I fell very out of sync with my environment. I felt like I'd been assigned to the wrong tribe, if you know what I mean. I was raised in a very religious family, went to 12 years of Catholic school, and I emerged from that with kind of a messed up character. It was a real struggle to create something better, and it took years, decades really. But the effort to change who I was eventually worked very well, in fact. And I realized that the real key was that I had to get clear about the person I really wanted to be, not just the results I wanted. When I focused on my inner qualities and really cleaned up my thinking, my mindset, the way I looked at reality, my external results got better and better. Before then, I would try to take action to improve my results, and my character would just screw it up every time. One of the most powerful early influences was when I read the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I read it during the early 90s when I was in my 20s, and it just resonated with me, especially a focus on principles, not just actions. It was really a book about developing character qualities, and it was one of many influences that got me started thinking about what kind of character I wanted to develop. Let me share more details about the character sculpting we'll be doing here. A while back, I asked my readers what kind of changes they want to work on in this course. I received a lot of replies, and it mainly came down to 5 core changes that people wanted help with. See if any of these resonate with you. One character aspect that people wanted to work on is to become more accepting of themselves and of other people, reduce the level of conflict both inside and out. A lot of energy is wasted when we internally struggle with ourselves, and more energy gets used up when we have conflicts with other people. So we want to work on reducing this resistance and creating more harmony because it's more efficient. When we waste energy on resistance, it can lead to a form of experiential poverty. It's a feeling like we're falling behind. We know we can get more out of life, but the energy to do it just isn't there. When you free up extra energy, you can use it. Write, speak, create music or art, start a business, have fun travel adventures. It's a lot better than arguing with yourself or with other people, isn't it? So we want to figure out where your energy is getting stuck, free it up, and get it flowing into creating a better life for you. You can make faster progress in any area of life when you aren't wasting energy on some form of resistance. The second biggest transformation is to create more clarity so you aren't stuck in self-doubt and confusion about what to do. A lot of my readers want more consistency in their lives, something that matters to them. They're tired of feeling like they're repeatedly starting over. They're also tired of the hesitation and the second guessing that slows them down so much. They want more definition, meaning, and purpose in their lives. Many of them also want to contribute more to the world, but they're not sure how to make that happen. Think of this as the quest to find a worthy commitment. It's just really nice to play a character who's grounded in a clear sense of purpose. It's way better than letting life pass you by, not really knowing what you're here to accomplish and experience. The third form of character sculpting is to align our values, behaviors, and environment so the actions we're taking are moving us towards what we really want. On the inside, we want to get our behaviors aligned with our goals, desires, and intentions so we can consistently take action in the right direction. And on the outside, we want to bring more harmony to our social circles so we have good friends who support us, people that know us and like us for who we are. If you need to change your social circle, that often takes courage, which means sculpting yourself into a more courageous person. It's not so much about acts of bravery, though. It has more to do with heart alignment. If you get in touch with who you really want to be and what you care about most, that will go a long way towards doing what it takes to create a really supportive social network. Life is a lot easier when you're surrounded by people who have your back, who want the best for you, and who really do care about you as a human being. The fourth piece of character sculpting has to do with self-expression. A lot of my readers are what we could call stunted creative types. They have ideas, often very good ideas, and they love to express who they are more outwardly and abundantly into the world, but they often feel blocked or hesitant. People are getting fed up, though, with playing a quietly conforming character who just tries to fit in and not rock the boat. They want to start playing a more fearless character, someone who isn't so worried about how other people might react if they stretch themselves. Several readers actually independently use the words fierce or fierceness to describe how they want to express themselves. All of them women, in fact. You have a lot of options for deciding what kind of character you want to play. You don't have to play a fierce character if that doesn't resonate with you. The real key here is figuring out what kind of character you feel called to play, and then keep leaning in the direction of becoming that kind of character. It really is rewarding and fulfilling to figure out the character qualities you want to have and then work on actually becoming that kind of person, because you'll still remember who you used to be, and you'll probably feel very grateful that you took on this kind of challenge and made the journey. That's one of the most rewarding things for me in life, when I can look back on who I was and think, damn, I made a lot of progress. You get to remember the journey, but you don't always have to think about how hard it was to take each step. Our fifth major character transformation that my readers wanted was to experience what we could call relaxed confidence. So instead of feeling anxious or worried in challenging situations, you feel pretty chill. You trust in your abilities. You trust your character. You trust your friends. You trust your reality. With a well-developed character, you can handle any situation that comes your way, even situations that used to scare you. I like to think of it like being a martial artist. You know that whatever happens, you'll be able to respond appropriately and without wasting energy. That's the relaxed confidence we're going for here. And also, when you're in a state of relaxed confidence, it's just easier to take action, so you can get results more easily too. So these are the big five transformations that people want to cover in this deep dive. To be more accepting, to have more clarity, especially about their sense of purpose, to become more aligned and harmonious, both inside and in relation to other people, to be more self-expressive, especially creatively, and to develop a sense of relaxed confidence. Now, there are other character sculpting aspects that we'll work on too, but these are some of the major ones that people wanted to address in the course, so we'll address them. This is really about becoming the person you feel you're meant to be. It would be great if that happened automatically, but it does take some effort. So this is an opportunity for you to really engage with developing and shaping and upgrading the character that you're currently playing in life. And if you're not clear about who you want to become, that's okay, because part of this process involves figuring that out. You also have a lot of flexibility in how you apply the ideas from this course. You get to decide how you want to develop your character. That isn't dictated by the course. What qualifies you for this deep dive is if you think this is a good time to invest in a major upgrade to the character you're playing. This is also probably a course you'll want to do more than once, because sculpting your character is really a lifelong endeavor. Let's talk about the format of the course. The name of this deep dive is Stature. Now, the word stature can refer to your physical height, but in this context, it refers to the quality of character that you've developed as a result of your life experiences. So our purpose is to improve the quality of your current character, to raise your stature. The format of this deep dive is an audio course. The lessons are bite-sized, about 10 to 25 minutes each. You can do them at your own pacing. I recommend one lesson a day, so you can do the course over several weeks. That's because your mind will still be processing between the lessons, and it will give you time to practice what you learn each day. All the lessons are streamable from our web portal, so you can play them in your browser. The portal is mobile-friendly, and you can also download the lessons, put them on your favorite devices. Many people like to listen to the lessons while going for a walk. In the lessons, I guide you through a structured character sculpting process, step by step. And we cover a lot. We cover mindset shifts, reframes, looking at yourself from different angles, tools and practices, patterns of behavior, and lots of action. There's a lot to it. There are also written journaling exercises that go with each lesson, and there's a workbook to guide you through them. The workbook also includes a one-page summary of each lesson, so you can review the main ideas whenever you want. And we also provide full written transcripts of every lesson, so that's nice if you want to look something up afterwards or just skim through the text versions. We make it very flexible for you. We're including a bunch of extra bonuses too. You'll find those listed on the webpage for the course, so I won't go over them here, but they're designed to help you with reinforcement and consistency when you apply the ideas. Stature is really unique. I'm not aware of any guided character sculpting experience like this anywhere else. Just as my blog is very different from other blogs out there, this is very different too. So if you're looking for a really unique, different, very deep kind of growth experience, I'd say you're in the right place. What about the vibe of the course? The vibe of the course is gentle, positive, encouraging, nurturing. It's also pretty intimate. Since the focus of the course is on you and your character, it's very introspective. That's by design. This is an inner journey. It's also meant to be very practical and down to earth. We talk about things you experience every day, like the self-talk that goes on inside your head, how to deal with your inner critic, how to improve your results in life. Some of this work involves identifying patterns of what's working for you and what's not working for you, so you act on this information more consciously. In a way, you can think of character sculpting like personal pattern management. You don't have to fix every misaligned pattern within you. It's faster to bring the effective patterns to the foreground of your life so you activate them more often and reduce the triggers for the ineffective patterns that get in your way so they don't activate as often. This means that to do character sculpting properly, you'll need to make some changes to your immediate environment so it brings out the best in your character and doesn't bring out the worst. Stature is very experiential, but it's really not so outwardly focused. The experiences are more internal, including a lot of journaling exercises to help you understand yourself better and to work through certain processes. When you see certain truths about yourself, you'll want to make some external changes too. I also like to mix it up and not have only written exercises, so some exercises will incorporate your voice or your body too. But you can do the entire course alone. You don't need a partner. If you do have a partner, I think it's great to do the course together if you and your partner like that sort of thing. I do my best to communicate in a very caring way in the course. I actually talk about the caring aspect in the first lesson. There's no harsh judgment here. This isn't a course created by a drill sergeant scolding you to get your act together. If you're unhappy or frustrated with your current character, or if you already like your current character, I try to meet you where you are and we go from there. This course is meant to be useful for people regardless of their starting point. There's no shame or guilt here. There will be some self-forgiveness, self-acceptance, and probably a lot of inner healing involved. We need to improve those internal relationships, especially among the parts of you that have a tendency to argue with each other. You're going to look at some parts of yourself that may be difficult to face, but we'll do that together. This is also designed to be fun and playful and encouraging. I don't want to spoil the surprises, but there are definitely some what you might call Easter eggs. Fun little surprises that might make you laugh here and there. The lessons and the exercises are designed with a lot of care, and that includes making them engaging and interesting and fun. Some of the material can be pretty heavy, though. People cry when they go through certain lessons, even when they don't expect to, because there can be an emotional release when you do this kind of inner character work. So sometimes it's good to laugh to release some of that tension and lighten things up a bit. This course is unique. It's designed to really connect and help you process and apply and integrate these ideas so you'll use them. It's not dry, academic, stuck-in-your-head type stuff. And it's not a bunch of fluffy woo-woo concepts. There's a lot of depth to this, and it's chunked down into very bite-sized pieces. Even when you just have 15 minutes, you can do a lesson. I would say it's dense in richness, and because of that, we still have room to connect, be playful, and make the experience very human and very real. A lot of people really love this style. I think you'll really like it too. I feel honored that I get to do this kind of work. Creating a course like this is a real challenge, but it's also a really beautiful experience for me. Sometimes I get a bit emotional while I'm recording. You can probably tell when that happens. I actually like that because it shows me that I'm really feeling the truth of what's being shared, not just in my mind, but also with my heart. I think you'll find the mental models in the course very useful too, but there's definitely a big heart aspect to it as well. It's not just the ideas that matter, it's the energy and the vibe of the work too. My intention is for this to be the ultimate character sculpting deep dive, a course that I so wish I had when I was younger because it could have helped me so much back then. Could you do some really serious character sculpting on your own? Yeah, you could. You could do it like I did it, but it's really hard. You're going to make a lot of mistakes, probably much like I did. Things like getting kicked out of school, going bankrupt, going through a divorce, till I really figured out what kind of character I wanted to be and how to become that person, and also how to keep growing and evolving beyond that. If you're going to do this on your own, I'd say you'd better be really, like, insanely tenacious and have really high self-esteem so you can keep going through obstacle after obstacle and you never give up. And you'd also better be flexible with your approach too because you don't want to get stuck. The real key here is that you want to find increasingly effective models that you can use. A good model is a way of looking at a problem or situation that helps you make some real improvements. That includes coming up with models that help you understand yourself better, how you function, how to figure out what you really want, and how to get yourself to actually change. What I offer is not an instant shortcut to the end. My role is to be like a tour guide, to show you what the realm of inner character sculpting really looks like and how it works. Where's the gold and where are the traps you want to avoid? A lot of character sculpting comes down to looking at your personal challenges in just the right way so you can make meaningful improvements and not get stuck. And what I bring to the table is knowledge and understanding that comes from hard-won experience, doing a lot of work on myself very consciously for many years, and also coaching people for years. I have a much better understanding of this than most people because I've explored it so much. I would love to guide you through this process because it will seriously save you years, if not decades, of unnecessary struggle and also unnecessary stuckness. I got stuck a lot trying to solve problems I didn't know how to solve, sometimes for years, until I eventually figured out the right models and approaches for getting unstuck and to finally get some decent results. I have to say, it's just awesome and beautiful when you finally figure out something that's been keeping you stuck for years. Through much of my 20s, I was broken in debt, but when I was 28, I finally figured it out. And every year of my life since then has been very abundant. I felt like a different person afterwards. I used to wonder if I could afford to get a meal at Taco Bell or Subway before that. Maybe you've had some problems that you've been working on for a long time. So let me ask you this. Are you getting those problems solved on your own? Are you advancing past them? Are you getting the job done eventually? And if not, then in the words of Jerry Maguire, help me help you. Let me team up with you and help you solve some of these long-term issues sooner and faster so you can finally progress to more interesting and rewarding stages of your life. This isn't going to be easy, but we can do it. By the way, life doesn't just get easier when you make a big leap ahead with your character. What happens is that you basically graduate to a new level of problems and challenges to deal with, and those problems sculpt your character too, but now in different ways. But the new challenges you'll face will be a lot more interesting than the old ones you left behind. I would much rather take on a challenge like, how am I going to design a new course that really helps people grow, than have to deal with a challenge like, how am I going to pay my bills this month? Now, it's hard to work on becoming your new self while you still are your old self. You get that? It's very easy for your old self to interfere and sabotage you from making progress. So this is why I think it's really helpful to have someone guide you through this. So you can focus on doing the character work and not have to also worry about figuring out the process at the same time. You can just relax into the process and let me guide you through it. This is way easier than trying to figure out your own process from scratch. Now, you can still develop your own insights and models and methods, and I encourage you to do that. But why not jump to the front of the line and get a major head start? Let me show you some of the most important parts of character sculpting to get you off to a really strong start here. This could save you a lot of time and effort over the years ahead. The models and methods in this course, I teach them in a way that it's very likely to stick in your memory. So you can still be using them many years or even decades from now. Many of the most effective models I use today, I figured out in my 20s or 30s. You can get a lot of leverage out of models that are flexible enough. These are tools you can use for life. This is my life's work. I study and test different ways of looking at problems, at challenges, and at reality itself to figure out what actually works. And I've often been surprised by what really does work. I don't fault you for getting stuck if that's your situation. Figuring out how to solve certain problems in life can be really difficult until you finally discover the right approach for that problem. Then you can finally make progress. What's really awesome about character sculpting is that by trying to solve problems in your life and improve your character, you actually come to understand your entire reality so much better. In fact, the more I work on these kinds of challenges, the more reality seems beautiful and elegant to me. And it's wonderful to live as a character who can recognize and appreciate the beauty and the elegance of life. In this case, I'm referring to an almost mathematical elegance, like how the Pythagorean theorem might seem elegant when people finally figured it out. In many ways, life is like a computer game. It's just that the problems are way harder to solve. So if you feel like you've been stuck on the same game level for a long, long time, you can keep trying to figure it out on your own. But if you've been stuck for a really long time, then maybe it's time to get a tip or a friend to help you, because if you stay stuck, then you don't really get to play the game and enjoy the rest of it. Are you like a gamer who's been stuck trying to solve the same puzzle on the same game level for years, and other people are just passing you and moving on to the other levels without you? Let's get you unstuck so you can play the other levels too. If you feel that your character needs work, maybe a lot of work, I feel for you. I know how frustrating it can be when you feel like you're letting yourself down each day, but you don't have to stay there. It will take time, but you can make some really deep changes to your character that get your life moving forward again. And if you'll let me, I'd like to help you with that. And beyond that, if things are going well for you already, then you can learn to make them even better. Let's talk about the price. What does Stature cost? The price for the entire deep dive is $997. That's for full access to everything. This is a weighty course, so it's meant to be an investment. You invest in the course, and we both invest in you. Stature is intended for people who want results, people who will do the lessons, do the workbook exercises, finish the course, and make some real changes. Just in case you're wondering, we don't do payment plans. I tried that before, and I learned the hard way that I don't want to be anyone's creditor. However you need to arrange financing, if you need to, is up to you. I hope you understand, but I just don't want to have a creditor relationship with anyone that I serve. It just doesn't feel good to me. Let's talk about the honor code. Stature is for people who are ready and willing to do the real work of character sculpting, which isn't easy. It takes a real commitment to do this. And I want you to make a real decision here. Are you in or out? Do you want this experience? Your job is to do your best to complete the course and do the exercises. But don't ask for a refund, because there are no refunds. You have to make one decision here, not two. This is for your own good, because you'll get better results if you're all in from the start. To enroll in Stature without a money-back guarantee, you need to trust me. You need to trust yourself to follow through. That's the standard I want. It's a good standard. I want you to trust yourself, and I want you to trust me. We have to have high trust for this type of deep dive to work. The honor code is an important part of the experience. I do my part and you do your part. That's important for you to get results. I am truly not interested in trying to attract people to this course who would only join if there's a money-back guarantee that gives them an easy out, or they'll quit as soon as the work gets a little uncomfortable. I'm not working with those people. I used to, and I sculpted my character into someone who will not do that again. It's painful and it's a waste of everyone's time. And fortunately, I don't have to do that. My work is popular enough that I don't have to scrape up more people into the course who aren't actually going to do the work. I care more about helping people get results than trying to squeeze out an extra 10% more signups just to make some extra money. The cost of doing that is too high, because it would inject misalignments into my life that would just make me less happy. I'm going to go with happiness and fulfillment here. I like that I've become the kind of character that can make that kind of decision. Now, if you have a problem with this honor code, or if you think this is too big of a risk for you, then don't join the course. You're always welcome to read the many hundreds of free articles on my website for as long as you want, until you feel that you're ready for a deeper level of engagement with me, like doing this course. And if that's the case, no hard feelings. Stature will still be here whenever you're ready for it. What happens after you join? If this deep dive sounds good to you and you want to do it, you can sign up right now and start listening to the lessons right away. Click the button to join on my website, go through the payment process, and you'll see a welcome page with instructions on how to get started. Then from there, you can follow the links to the main Stature portal with the lessons and the bonuses. The website will also email you a copy of those instructions along with your login info, so it's pretty straightforward. If you have feedback to share as you go through the course, or if you ever need tech support or help with anything, there's a support form in the portal that you can use, or you can use the contact form on my main website, or you can just reply to any email from me. We're all on the same side here. You want to get really good results from the course. I want you to get really good results. I'd love for you to enjoy multiple courses over the months and years ahead and get even better results. So I want this to be a very win-win relationship. That's good for me, and it's good for you. All right, that should be a pretty thorough amount of information about the course, more than enough to make a good decision. So what do you think? Do you see yourself doing this? If you like it, I invite you to join us. I would love that. When I have to make a decision to commit to a new course or a coaching program, I like to ask myself, does this path have a heart? If I'm wondering if I should do it, and I can answer yes to that question, and I feel that if I do this, it's going to help, it's going to make a difference. That's usually a sign that I should say yes and do it. When my real question is, am I ready to take this on? Usually when I make decisions on that basis and do what feels heart-aligned and growth-oriented, those decisions work out really well. When I say no to those kinds of experiences, then I keep thinking about it afterwards and wonder if I should have done it. I get FOMO, fear of missing out. One last thing is that when you do a course like this, you're going to grow in ways you don't even expect. And I'm saying this based on experience, especially from the feedback we get from people going through our courses. So be open to some of those positive surprises now and then. There's a good chance you're going to grow in ways you're not even thinking about right now. I know this may be a big decision, so think it over and do what feels right for you. And if you're ready, then I'll see you inside and let's work on this together. Really though, I think you're gonna love it. This is just such a unique and different course, so I absolutely encourage you to join if you feel drawn to do this right now. If you're ready, let's do this.